RejuvenateMyFace.com, a natural facial rejuvenation system to lift your face and lift your spirits.
Have something they want to let us know about? Want to let the group know about? How was it? You all look absolutely amazing.
We've got Robin share? Over here. With Robin. To share.
Okay, Robin.
When I was working on Eileen, I was just telling her that she fell asleep. And what I appreciate is if anybody could fall asleep with my hands on them, that I felt safe and trusted. For me, I just really hold that. It's one of my biggest values, if not the biggest, trust and safety. So I was very deeply touched and flattered by that. So that meant a lot to me, means a lot to me. And when I was being worked on, a multitude. This whole workshop has been just a multitude of feelings from one extreme to the other, from just really feeling peaceful to a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. So it's been a tremendous release of emotions for me. Really getting in touch and being present. And I could go on, but just becoming very aware more of myself. Mm.
Thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Becoming aware of yourself, becoming aware of ourselves. That's what this particular class is all about, isn't it?
True.
So, good.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Who else would like to share? Lee?
Yeah, for me too. Because I'm not a therapist or anything, it's just a second cranial class I've been taking. So when I see someone who went very deeply, and I really can't, because when I go to a therapist, they'll tell you, when I'm gone, I didn't know, then they say, oh, your nervous system was like firecrack, you know, fireworks. So I get the sense to experience other people. Mm-hmm. And also, so that's amazing. I begin to understand what that means when somebody is totally resting, the therapist feeling the fireworks.
Yeah.
So I sense that in my hand. And also, it's giving me deeper confirming how this piece of work is profound and healing.
How profound and healing it is. Yeah.
Just more soaking in. Yeah.
And how's that for you right now?
It's just, I think it gives my own deeper sense of knowing of the healing power of is in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great.
It's more connected to that set of energy.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Lee. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. And it looks like Christopher got a great session there.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry I had to wake you, stop you snoring, because we want people to get a good recording here. Yeah. But when you hear Christopher snoring on the recording, you're going to know that that's him in a deep space with Lee's hands. Thank you. All right. Anyone else want to share before we move? Because we need to get you home tonight. Any questions? Any thoughts come up?
Do you have clients experience a lot of emotional release when you're doing this kind of case work? Because I felt like I kind of ran the gamut of some emotions when she was working on me, and I was surprised about that. Mm.
And did that?
No, extremely. I was very acutely aware. And that's another piece, too, because there were times I just wanted to run out of here. It was just too overwhelming for me.
Mm. Mm. So that's a great question. There is so much held in the face, yeah. And if we go in too far or too deep or too focused, then it can just push out stuff that's too much. And that's why we want to just do gentle pieces, little bite-sized pieces, you know, teaching you to be very listening. If it is too much, then your practitioner, you can always say to your practitioner, it's too much. Okay, and that's part of the experience.
For me, it was just a moment of, wow, it takes a lot of work to hold that much tension in my jaw.
There you go.
Like, oh. And I just feel that, like, letting go process.
Great, fabulous.
That was also kind of, it felt, you know, not just, not overly emotional, but just kind of that awareness of, like, wow, I work really hard to be stressed.
You got it. That's right. That's right.
A beautiful statement.
Yes.
You know, a lot of our stress is a habit.
And it takes a lot of energy to keep holding onto it. And when you just hold a container, which is what we're doing here, and you've all helped us create this container, a lot of stuff can just bubble up and release.
Because sometimes we wonder why we keep doing that.
And it is habit.
Yeah.
And when the early pieces come up and just can push out, we don't need to hold on to them anymore. Often we don't even need to know what they're about. That's the beauty of this kind of work, where we're working with bones and muscles and lymph and chi. Often we don't have to agonize and get the, you know, psychoanalytical pieces. We could just let it come up and out, and it's just energy that's coming back into the flow again instead of getting stuck and stagnant and sick. Okay, thank you, Tracy. All right, so if we're okay, I think we've got some other pieces before we close.
We have our blitz.
Yes. Yeah, we have a blitz.
We have our evaluation.
Let's do evaluations, and then we'll finish with the blitz, which is how you can take it out into the world in 3 minutes. What we want to do, though, is to, this really is to help you guys take it away with you into the world, like my Aunt Susan wanted everyone to do. So we're going to do the blitz that you can take home with you. Okay?
And it's written in your notes.
It is in your notes. And some of you saw, one of our students from last year came back with the diagram that Victoria did, and she shrunk it. So it's like a little card that she carries in her wallet, so she could do her blitz anytime she wanted. Anytime she needed a boost, anytime she was going into a big business meeting, she would just do her blitz. Okay, and we're going to figure out a way ourselves. We're kind of Luddites to do this and laminate them and give them to people.
Laminate it and put World Wide Web RejuvateMyFace.com.
So that you can access information.
And we'll give it out with the class.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Since you're retro, you'll just ask for one. You can.
Yes, there you
once
go.
You get them made.
You'll get grandmothered in. Bertie.
I have a question on this page here, Natural Self-Help Mini TFM. It's got the middle finger, the index finger. Is that, are those related to,
to use the index finger or the middle finger, are you
the
saying?
One to touch with, or that's the meridians. Those are the meridians, like some of that Ryan had asked earlier.
The fingers were just to build bridges between two points.
Okay. Otherwise, what Dr. Wong always used to say is you use your fourth finger or your third finger, because they're so much gentler and you're not putting too much focus in. Okay? So great, thank you. Third or fourth fingers to do your baby warming circles and hold points. Okay. Are you in a yin mood or a yang mood right now? Yin.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some playing into some yang, or should we start with, you ready for some yang?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Give me some words that are yang that you would like, say if you're going into a situation where you need to be present and clear.
Strength. Focused.
Strength, focused. This, we would be writing this on the board. Strength and focused.
Focus. Yeah.
What was the other?
Clarity.
Clarity.
Can clarity yin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can clarity, there's a clarity that's yin, and there's a clarity that's focused. Yeah? Okay, so we've got strength, clarity, and focus. Okay? So think of those words, and we're going to start. Which point are we going to start with? Got your, you've all got your charts?
GP1.
Yes. Gallbladder 1. So feel the point. Get that little achy place. Let me know when you've got it. Gallbladder 1.
No achy.
No achy? What are you feeling? Can you feel where it is? Little hook?
Pulse.
Pulse, okay. Everybody got it?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Feel the little kind of notch. And you're just going to think. Clarity. Focus. What's the other one? Strength?
Strength.
Clarity, focus, and strength. Is that right, Bertie? Clarity, focus, and strength. Okay. What's the next point?
Small intestine.
Small intestine 18. Fire point. Okay, so you're holding the next point. Finding that hook. Clarity, strength, focus. Notice what's happening in your body. Ready for the next point? Which one is it?
Stomach 5.
Stomach 5. Good job. What are your words?
Clarity, strength.
And focus. That's right. Notice your body. Okay, got it? Feel that? What's the next point?
Large intestine
20. Large intestine 20. Good. Feel it? Find that little notch in there. Large intestine 20 by your nose, your nostrils. And you're using your third or fourth fingers, yeah? Clarity, focus, strength. Is that right? Notice your body. Okay, ready for the next one? Which point is that? Bladder 2, exactly. So, and what are the words?
Clarity,
strength. Focus, and strength. Notice your body. Okay, and then what would the next point be?
Governing
vessel.
And conception.
And conception. Okay, and what are the words? Clarity, strength, focus. Feel that? It's kind of like you're waiting to feel a click. And when you're done, take your hands off. And then look at each other around the room. Are you present?
I'm jumping out of the room again.
You're jumping in the room. Are you ready to go into the world? Yes. And take this into the world and share it with others and share your presence. What does listening touch and laser touch create?
Loving
touch. Well done. You've done a great job. Yeah. All right. Did you get what you came for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember those words you all wanted, that one word for each of you? Did you get that? Yep. Great. All right. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
And Susan has something beautiful from Aunt Susan.
This is Aunt Susan. I found this in a magazine, an Australian magazine that she had written. We all here, Robbie? So this is the last words from Aunt Susan. Yeah. So Aunt Susan, at all times, visualize the results you wish to achieve and hold it firmly in your mind's eye. Let your hands become the communication between your mind, your body, and your feelings. Be aware of the healing you have at your own fingertips. Thank your skin for the good work it has done for you over the years, and encourage it to continue, and with your cooperation, to do even better. Let time become an ally to increase your maturity, your wisdom, and your serenity. Observe your physical changes, but don't be afraid of them. There is nothing more aging than the fear of aging. As each cell has a memory, a little specific concentration, gentle concentration with awareness, can work wonders to reprogram it. These few moments spent tuning into yourself once or twice a day will reward you with health and harmony. And above all, remember, to lift the spirit, and the spirit will help to lift the face. Aunt Susan, 30 years ago.
Wow.
She was a pioneer.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
You have now completed level 1 of the Natural Facial Rejuvenation Program, developed by Dr. Susan Langa and Mary Louise Muller. Practice this easy-to-do mini facial massage on a regular basis. It's the perfect technique for busy people on the go. If you are ready to go deeper, why not continue with us to level 2, our more advanced course? You will learn a unique system for working with the face, the scalp, and Dr. Francis Wong's special natural facial formula. This helps create a deeper level of relaxation and release of tension. It also enhances your skills as a practitioner. You will find stories of how students have benefited from this course at www.rejuvenatemyface.com. By the way, if you are receiving continuing education hours for this course and need more, then we offer over 25 units for our Level 2 course. Check out our website to see which professional CE hours we are currently offering. You can find us at www.rejuvenatemyface.com. We welcome your feedback and comments and hope to work with you again soon. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. Julian Langa, and the following are the points that are used in the Rejuvenate My Face program. The first point is the wood point. It is on the gallbladder meridian, and in the American system, it is called gallbladder 1. But in Chinese, it is called Tong Zi Liao, which translates as pupil seam, which gives a clue about its location, because you will find this point about half an inch lateral from the outer corner of each eye in a small notch or indentation on the orbital bone. That's the bone just to the side of your eye. There's a little notch there. The next point is from the fire element, and it is located on the small intestine meridian. It's called small intestine 18, but the Chinese call it Chuan Yao, or cheek seam. It's located directly below the wood point, gallbladder 1, and it's on the lower edge of the cheekbone, or zygomatic bone, also in a small depression or hollow, that is just about level with the nostrils. pretty much directly below gallbladder 1 on the lower edge of that cheekbone. So if you were to draw a line from gallbladder 1 directly down and stop on the bottom edge of the cheekbone or zygomatic bone, that is small intestine 18, the fire point. The next point is the earth point. It's called stomach 5 because it's on the stomach meridian. The Chinese call it Da Ying, which means big welcome. This one is more on the side of the face, more on the profile, and it's on the jaw. You can feel it in a hollow on the jawbone, which you can feel right in front of the masseter or jaw muscle, which becomes more obvious and easy to see if you clench your jaw. Then you can really feel it on yourself if you're doing this to yourself. Otherwise, if you're working with another person, if you have them clench their jaw so that muscle protrudes, the point is on the side of the jawbone, on the lower edge of the jawbone, right in front of that muscle in a little hollow. That's stomach 5, the earth point. The next point is the metal point, and this is from the large intestine meridian, called large intestine 20, or Ying Xiang, which, rather nicely put, is welcome fragrance in Chinese. This point is beside the nose. It's easy to find. It's beside the nose in the cheek crease, just about half an inch to the side of each nostril. You can feel a depression on the side of the cheekbone when you push into that crease. So it's just lateral or to the side of the bottom edge of the nostril in that little smile line that comes down from the nose towards the outer corners of the mouth. The water point comes next. It's on the bladder meridian, bladder 2, or Zan Zhu, which means gathering bamboo. Quite a nice name because you think of the bamboo when you look at the hairs in the eyebrow. The hairs kind of gather at the middle, the inner end of the eyebrow. So the Chinese are, you know, creating a metaphor for the hairs as bamboo, and they're gathering there on the inner end, just above the bridge of the nose. But you'll feel the little notch on the inner end of the eyebrow, just above the inner corner of the eye. The point is in this notch in the eyebrow, just on the inner end of the eyebrow. It's easy to find. When you press in there, you'll feel it. The points feel kind of active when you push on them. They're a little achy or a little tender, little sensitive. The next two points are not associated with any of the five elements, but instead they access the more primal forces of yin and yang in the body. The most yang point is associated with a meridian that runs up the center of the back of the body, along the midline on the back. And it is called the governing vessel. And it is associated with the body's yang energy. And as I said, it runs up the midline of the back, over the head, and down across the top half of the face, or down the top half of the face. This point is called Governing Vessel 26, or Renzhong in Chinese, which means the middle of man. It is in the vertical groove, which is called the philtrum, that runs from the bottom of the nose to the upper lip. Its exact location is on the midline, in the middle of the philtrum, but one-third of the distance down from the nose to the upper lip. So once again, it's on the midline, in the middle of the philtrum, one-third of the distance down from the nose to the upper lip. The next point is on the conception vessel. It's a yin point, and the conception vessel travels up the front of the body. So the front of the body is more yin, the back of the body is more yang. The conception vessel travels up the front of the body, also along the midline, and it ends in the lower lip. This point is called conception vessel 24, or Cheng Jiang in Chinese, which translates as contain fluid. I think it's called contain fluid because the fluid accumulates in the mouth down there in the pocket between your lower front teeth and your lower lip. If you run your tongue around in there, you'll probably find that there's quite a bit of saliva. Hence, it's like a little pocket that contains the fluid, contains the saliva. But conception vessel 24 lies, it's easy to find, it lies on the midline of the chin, so the midline of the body, traveling down towards your chin from the lower lip, in the horizontal depression below your lower lip. Pretty much everyone has that little line between their chin and their lower lip, that horizontal line. And the point is on the midline in the middle of that horizontal depression. So practice locating these points on yourself and on your friends, your clients. And with a little bit of time and practice, you'll be able to find all of these points really easily, and you won't have to be putting much thought into it. So to conclude, these are the 7 points of the 5-element mini facial rejuvenation system, level 1.